You are listening to Type Radio. My name is Pierre Bernard. Now we are talking.
Type Radio.
You're listening to Type Radio. Today is September 27. We're at the Unknown Land AGI conference in Amsterdam, and with us is Pierre Bernard. Welcome.
Welcome.
Are you religious?
No.
Do you have rituals?
Rituals, of course, like everybody. I think I don't... My rituals. I take a coffee each morning. It's a ritual. No, I have not the idea about one special ritual.
And in design?
In design. No, I like design, and I try to think about it a lot of time.
And what is your dearest possession? What is your most favorite
possession?
I like my flat.
Oh, that's a good one.
Why is that?
In Paris, and between the Republique and Bastille, and we got it few years ago, and it's very nice because it is in the sky of Paris at the fifth floor, and I like very much to stay in a place with the sky and see the roofs and. Mm-hmm. And all the city as a global image.
Is it difficult to find an apartment in Paris?
It's in a way it is difficult. To rent it's impossible, and to buy is you need a lot of money. Mm. So it was a long adventure to have a one, and now we have it. And
have you always lived in Paris?
Yes. I lived one year in Poland and few months in Turkey and in India, but not really, just for long traveling, not for living, except in Poland. Mm.
Mm-hmm. What does it mean to be French?
What does it mean to be French? It's difficult as a question. I feel French when I am with other people from other country. Otherwise, I'm a human being in a place, in a normal place. I like to be a French, but more and more I have a lot of criticism about what we are, how we organize our mutual life in society. I don't say that because I'm with some people from Netherlands, but I like very much the way the people, the Dutch people, are living together, better than French. Mm-hmm. Because French are in a way very arrogant, and they want always to be the first. I have a lot of criticism about French now.
But is that is that also something that you see in yourself, those French qualities?
My chance is also because I live with my second wife. We lived together for 76, so it's a long affair. And she's American. She chose to live in France. After the Vietnam War, she was not comfortable in New York. She was a graphic designer at this moment, and she took the decision to come in Europe. And she decided after 1 year to stay in France, in Paris. So we met there, and it's probably because of her that I have a sort of distance in relation with our French comportment. And I like very much to be French, and I have a lot of good France and, and like very much the French culture, and I think I am not I am very proud of to be French, but in the same time very critical.
How old were you when you started to become this, or when you decided or thought you'd be a graphic designer?
In a way, very young, because I chose graphic design in the Art Decoratif in 1960. I was 22, and in 60 I was 18. It's very young to choose. I was interested by stage theater scenography and things like that, but I changed my mind during the studies, and the main thing for me was the discovering of graphic design, real graphic design in Poland with Tomaszewski. That was the main thing to which oriented my vision and my feelings, everything in relation with graphic design.
And was there somebody in your family that sort of pushed you in that direction?
No. My mother worked a little bit couturière.
Seamstress,
like sewing, or sewing. Yeah, but for a very nice fashion modist in Paris, very well known, and she started very very low, and she became first something. I don't remember exactly, and she was very interested by my pleasure to draw, because I draw a lot when I was a child. And after, when I was kids.
So it's also like the discovery of graphic design as being a real job that made you decide, oh, well, if that's the case, then I'd really like to perceive it as a career.
No, it was not like that. I wanted to make something as an artist. And I first decided to I was interested by theater first, and after, I discovered graphic design in the school with Jean Vidmer. I liked the things that they were working on, and as I said, when I Michel Quarez, which is a great poster maker in France today, was in the school 1 year before me, and he came to Poland because there was some how to say that in English, the bourse, they give you some money for 1 year.
Scholarship.
Yeah, mm-hmm. There was 10 scholarship each year from to exchange mutual exchange between Polish and French people, French students. And he came there, and he came back with an exhibition of posters, Polish posters, and it was very surprising and very very nice. It was free and completely exactly the contrary of our idea about the socialist area. <Yeah. laughs> And also, he had this contact with Tomaszewski and said, "You have to go there. It's really something," and it was.
And what was the most important lesson, do you think, that you learned from
Tomaszewski?
The
main lesson, I think, is to be a professional. You have not to interrogate yourself about what a professional is. You have to be yourself first and have a great feeling about what you are doing in the relation with the client or with the commission or with the people you are working for. Because graphic design always is a creation in relation with somebody which is not an art obligatory an artist. And that's the main thing in graphic design, because you start something with somebody which is not a creator, which he has another goal that you. So you have to first to be really equal to him, and you have to understand him or her. And you are in a way the driver. He is not the driver. You are the driver. So that's a good conception of what is graphic design for, in relation with the commissions, of course. It changed a little bit after, because some people try to escape to the commission.
You were in Grapus?
No. Yeah.
Do you think a collective like Grapus could exist now? Or do you need extreme circumstances like the student riots in the 60s?
I say I would say I was not in Grapus.
You were.
Well, no.
You are.
We invented, three of us, Grapus, and it is not the same thing, because we invented. I think we had invented Grapus because we need something to act, and. It was after 68. In 68, the three of us who invented Grapus, we were in 68 in the same place, in the school of des arts décoratifs. And one of us, François Mie, was the student leader. He was not a graphic designer. He was just finishing his studies. He was not really a professional. He was at the end of the studies. And Gérard and me, we were already professional. Gérard was artistic director in fashion, some fashion commerce. And I was making new studies in this school, because I was disappointed to be a graphic designer in the French society after my stage in Poland. It was too difficult. I worked 3 months in an advertising company, and it was horrible. So I decided to quit. And after 1 year, I come back to the studies and wanted to study animation. Cinema, and I was in the school when the events came, and we were we decided to make posters and so we met all three together at this moment, and we did posters during this time, and after this events, after we were. By the power, by the government. The government decided in 69, it was an idea of Malraux, André Malraux, to found a new place for built environment with architect, urbanist, urban planner, graphic designer, but sociologists, psychologists, engineers. So this new place starts in 69, and they ask for new students to come with a research project. So all together, the three of us, we were not Grapus, we were only three designers. We decided to go there as a student for 2 years, and our research subject was, we chose the period of 1936 in France and 1958, which is two periods where the fight between left and right was very strong. To study the posters, to study images, symbolic images. And we discover in this place a lot of dimensions that we didn't know before, like semiology, like psychology, sociology, and we had a lot of new doors on our practice, and we were on the political conception. We were a little bit alone because all these people in this place were leftist, but really completely leftist, against the communist, against socialist, against everything, more Maoist, anarchist, and this kind of political engagement. Mm-hmm. And so because of that, we were the lonely communist engaged. We choose to be communist at this moment as a political engagement. Mm-hmm. And we decided to work together because we had the idea that we had to be very strong in relation with our conception of our political conception, and in the same time it was very difficult to be hurt by the Communist Party, because we were for them a sort of leftist. We were between two forces. Yeah. So it's, I think that one reason it was for us to one main reason to have one name is to be as an artist, to have a subjective attitude. But we were not an artist, we were a group, a sort of political group. Yeah, that's.
But to answer, for example, the original question, do you think that would, is it something like that would be possible now, or is it a generation?
I think we were the fruit of the time in a way, the fruit of our personal way in for a part, but the fruit of the time, because we were very confident in politics. For me, I discovered politics in 68. I was not I have no idea about politics when I was in Poland. I just in Poland I was like a normal European guy without any idea about fight between classes, for example. And in 68.
But now, if you project that situation to now. It was a sort of extreme situation. Like everybody was like, you had to choose sides in a way. Mm-hmm. And now there's no situation. There's a lot of wealth, especially in Western Europe. So there's this ideology clash is sort of missing. So
yeah, but in the same time, the situation is not so good. If you look at the ecology crisis of the world, it's the problem is more global than in this time. In this time, we had the feeling that our national adventure was something. Today, probably the people in each country of Europe don't think the same way, of course. But a lot of people on the earth are thinking that the problem of humanity is a political problem. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people are thinking that ecology is a political problem. It's not only an economical or ideological problem.
But there seems to be a lot of people are also immune from over-information. And I think there's not so many that react as strong. I don't know, you just hear too much, there's too much news outputs and the internet and the television.
It's true. There is a sort of consumption of news. You have a lot of news, but the level is quite the same for big news and various and also my opinion is in France, for example, our government is making exactly this kind of cooking with the news. He puts a lot of murder on the same for 10 minutes at 8 for the newspaper, at the TV my English is going down. the main place to have news for the people, for the large public, uh-huh. is the TV news, and the TV news at 8 is each day now there is 10 or 15 minutes of personal news, that people who kill another people who lost his child somewhere and things like that, and inside this kind of news there is some news about economic something going down or going down or going up, and some declaration of politician, but very and few words on ecology, of course, because now ecology is something. This kind of mixed is impossible to understand. You it's exactly the contrary of an analyze of something. So you are right. We are not in good condition to have the consciousness of the reality and try to act on it.
Are you personally affected by the fact that communism as an ideology is marginalized? I mean, communism lost to capitalism. That's like the general notion.
No, I think when I began communist, I'm not more communist. I quit the party in 83, I think. 83, yeah, it's a long time ago now. For different reasons. But my heart and my ideology is for communism, for ideology of communism. I think there is the communist. I think it's very difficult to this subject, because it's a very heavy subject. In the 19th century, the idea that we can change our social condition for all the people, what was one main idea in 19th century. With different people, with different way proposed by different people, and the 20th century, it was a sort of trying to do it by different way, and the communist party everywhere, but essentially in Russia, first in Germany, but in Germany it was completely put down, and after in Russia, and after in the other country, a lot of different communists put in reality this idea.
Stay tuned at www.typeradio.org.